You're listening to the Missionary Perspective Podcast with veteran missionaries Eric Johnson and Joshua Mead. We're glad you could join us. We trust this podcast will be both a blessing and a challenge as we relate topics in world evangelism from a missionary perspective. Now, here's Josh and Eric.
All right, so let's, as we wrap it up here, let's just kind of give some rapid fire, maybe a few just things that we've experienced, that we've enjoyed. I'll start with this. I've been to conferences where they will research a country that the missionary is from. Maybe they'll contact the veteran missionary. They'll look up online. They'll have a team. Maybe they'll have a class if you have a school that does research, or dedicate somebody in your missions committee, or somebody, you know, if you're a pastor, you need to delegate this because it can be time consuming. But have a budget, some resources. And then I've been to churches where they create what they would call like a walkthrough room, where they take a Sunday school class or a classroom and they decorate it as if it's the country. So they try to integrate some of the things they learned about the country, reach out to the missionary, you know, reach out to Eric Johnson. Hey, if I was to go to the marketplace in Dominican Republic, what are some things we would find? And then if you're in, you know, if you're in a city area or near a city where you can buy some things that might be similar to that country, or at least decorated as similar as possible, you know, get creative with it. I've always enjoyed that, where you'll have people in the church, maybe kids that have done some research on the country, and then they can answer questions, you know, about it. And then you, after the service, you can walk through these rooms. Maybe if you're a missionary from that country, they place you in that room and then you do a walkthrough, talk about the room. I have different things, you know, if there's fruit from that country, or, you know, different things like that. I thought that was really neat. A couple churches I've been to, it is time consuming. It takes a little bit of a budget to set that up, but I thought that was pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. That's like next level stuff there, actually. I obviously first start thinking about my stomach. So I think of like gift baskets, and I think about, oftentimes when there's a busy activity, it is nice to have maybe a little trove of snacks, because you don't know where you're going from one place to the other, especially for little kids. If like breakfast is kind of a quick thing and you have some breakfast items, that's always nice. We actually do that when we have missions conference here and there's speakers, and we know that schedules can be tight. So we kind of have a gift basket, so in the morning time they can take care of themselves. And another thing is, you were talking about homeschooling and families. One of the experiences we had, I remember our daughter, Ashley, the first time she got to participate in a school for the first time, and the Christian school allowed her to be, you know, a normal kid for the day. And that was awesome for her. And she really enjoyed that. And so, you know, every church has different situations, things like that. Just thinking about the missionaries that are coming, and kind of, as Josh mentioned earlier, maybe even having in your own mind a long checklist of possibilities, and you send out two or three options. I'm not sure about a huge survey, because no one's ever going to be agreeing on everything, but just have a parameter, knowing, you know, you don't have a bunch of older families with no kids, you have younger families. So this year, let's kind of look at the youth activities or the kid activities, or it's a bunch of veteran missionaries with no kids. Well, we can go do these activities. And so really it's just kind of knowing who's coming to participate, and thinking about it ahead of time.
Yeah, definitely. I would, you know, that I would say as well, like I've been to churches, a lot of churches do the passport where the kids will have a booklet, stamps done.
Oh,
that's always a lot of fun. I would say, you know, the spirit of the missions conference and the excitement that a church has for the missions conference really is, it's about the prep leading up to it, you know, hyping up the conference. A lot of that has to do with the leadership of the church, how excited you get people about the conference. And that's where, going back to one of the first things we discussed, you know, make it different. Make the feeling of the conference, of the meeting, different. It's not just a normal church service. You know, rearrange the order a little bit, introduce some new things, and have the Q&A panels, have a reader's theater. I remember back in the day, I did, as a teenager, during missions conference, I played John Stamm in one meeting, and I played Jim Elliot in another. And my mom said, Josh, wow, Stop being missionary martyrs in these plays. You're going to be a missionary, and I don't like seeing you playing guys who get killed, okay, on the field. I said, okay, I'll try to do that. But yeah, have something unique in each conference. With your Sunday school classes, prepare the kids, prepare the teachers, and then prepare the kids and train your church on how to interact with missionaries at their table. It could get, you know, if the church is not used to interacting with people that often after a service, you know, it could get awkward just kind of standing there and, you know, maybe nobody's coming up and saying anything. And so a lot of that is just,
Especially post-COVID.
Yeah, definitely. So post-COVID, where everybody kind of, we're not going up to strangers as much and talking. And even just, you get into a routine. After service, you go speak with, you know, you get with your circle of people and you talk and things like that. And I'm saying, you know, 9 times out of 10, we have great interaction after services. But I would say, you know, if you're a pastor, maybe give some advice on how to interact with missionaries leading up. Have kids, if you have a Sunday school class, have each kid, maybe if you have a passport booklet, give each kid a unique question. They can write it down the Sunday before. And each kid has to ask a unique question to each missionary. And then maybe the following Sunday during the mission or the Sunday school, the kids can give a report on what they learned. And each kid has a unique question. And then they can give an update on, here's what this missionary told me. So not only are the kids engaged and involved during the conference, but then the following week, they're given a recap and a debrief of what they learned. And I think it just instills that much more the importance that this conference, you know, the importance this conference had on the life of the church and the life of missions and the church's involvement in missions. And so, definitely train your church on interacting with the missionaries, and missionaries, be ready to answer questions and repeat questions all the time. Always have a smile, always be positive. If it's the 50th time you've answered the same question, answer it with the same amount of enthusiasm. Be pumped about it. If you get tired of answering the same questions over and over again, find another line of work, because when you get to the mission field, you are going to be answering the same questions over and over again, and you have to be enthused about it. And so you ask the Lord to give you that excitement, that encouragement. And if you're passionate about what God's called you to do, it'll show. And pastors are looking for that. So missionary, you might be tired. It might be the fifth conference in a row you've been to. Just ask God to give you that strength, because the people in that church are sacrificing for you to go. They are giving so you can go. And they deserve your top. They deserve your best spirit, your best attitude. And as best you can, have that excitement and passion every night.
One last thing I wanted to add, and it's, if you're listening to this as a pastor, notice there's one subject we haven't even touched, and that's the area of money. And I think as the missionary, we can talk about this another time from the missionary perspective. Listen, it's implied. You're there, Lord willing, to get support. The majority of churches that have you in for a mission conference, their desire is, if they can, they want to support you. So unless the pastor has other reasons he wants to ask you about additional support or projects, you know, we don't have to talk about money. But I did want to add one little thing for the pastors to consider. And, you know, a lot of times they will be huge gift baskets, lots of chocolates that we can't eat in a year. And I mentioned I like that kind of thing. But encouraging people, and our church does this in America and other churches, encouraging people to maybe give a $20 gift card of either a restaurant of their choice or just gas. I mean, just gas. If you're not sure, gas is so expensive. It is so expensive. And it really gets the average person. Not everybody can give a missionary $200. We understand that. That's a large amount of money. But a $20 gift card for, you know, a Shell gas station, that is a huge thing. And those add up. And it's a little thing. It gets everybody involved. A little person can do this. A young person can do this. And it really kind of gets everyone banded together. And it's a great blessing to the missionary. It's a small thing to think about, but really in the long run can be a huge blessing in the long run.
Yeah, certainly. Talking about going back to, you know, international banquets or meals that you have with families, how do you, Eric, navigate sharing stories and answering questions and eating your food? that can be a challenge, right?
Like actually eating and talking at the same time?
Yeah, because that's a big part of missions conference, is having meals together. And I found that I'll be 20 minutes into the meal and I've had one bite. So what are some tips for missionaries?
Well, it depends.
So obviously I know how to eat and I know how to talk. And so it really depends on the quality of the food. If it's really quality food, I'm speaking less. If it's not as quality food, I'm talking more. So it's pretty much that simple. No, really, I've figured it out. You need to give shorter answers, you eat that good food. But no, those international dinners are wonderful. Like if there's something great about missions conferences, international dinners are wonderful.
Yeah, I have a harder time finding that balance because I love to eat, but I love to talk, and I
Yeah,
get
you like to
rolling.
talk a lot too,
I get rolling, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta eat. By the time we're almost done, I now that helps me from not gaining too much weight.
Priorities, my man.
That's right.
Priorities.
That's
The
right.
stomach talks, man.
Yeah, I would say though, maybe tag team with your wife if you're like me and you just like to talk a
Yes.
lot. Just throw it over to your wife, let her answer some questions, and you
Yep.
quickly down some food and then keep going, So, yeah, good stuff. Well, I would say, maybe during a missions conference, if you're a pastor, obviously, if you practice Faith Promise, if that's how you raise some funds for the year, have the missionaries every time they get up. I've been in churches where the pastors say, hey, in your presentation, give a little, integrate Faith Promise into it. If you do a Q&A, have the missionaries talk about how Faith Promise has impacted their life. It was a big part of my life as a teenager, preparing me for trusting God for finances when
Amen.
I gave through Faith
Amen.
Promise as a teenager. And I remember as a teenager, I knew I was going to be a missionary. And so my first Faith Promise, I wrote down, I think, $20 a month. And then I thought, well, I'm going to be a missionary. I better do $20 a week. And then I kept increasing it until it was like over half of my paycheck, which I think my parents weren't big fans of because I was supposed to be saving for Bible college, but God provided either way. And so it's a, have missionaries give a little excerpt in their presentation and just keep that faith promise. I think, we've been
Or
doing
maybe
missions conference.
explaining why missionaries need support. Like a lot of churches where it's a new concept, it's hard to understand why do they need so much money. Well, it's like, well, I mean, when I tell people, as long as I've lived here, gas has always been over $5 a gallon. They're all like, what? $5? Like, yeah, it's over $5 a gallon for, and they're complaining about three and a half. So sometimes you just have to like actually explain it to people.
Yeah, there's a lot of dynamics that go into the funds that you need as a missionary to work on the field and things like that. And going back even on deputation, I don't think I ever brought up once about support. It can be an awkward thing, like, oh, are you going to support us or not?
Sure.
And so I would say, as a missionary, it is a little awkward, being direct about the support. I would say on the missionary end, have a separate letter that you can give to the pastor when you leave, especially if you're raising support or if it's a new church, that kind of lays out, if the church decides to partner with us, here's how you can, send support in. If you're part of a mission board that this church is not already a part of, that doesn't support missionaries through that board, just have the specific instructions on how to stay in touch. Keep, have all of your contact information and just let, in this letter, say, hey, if you have any more questions about our ministry, and we still would like to continue to, be partners in prayer, things like that. And so just do
Yeah,
follow-up letters. And if
well,
you're a pastor, as a missionary, we always appreciate it when the pastor will upfront say, hey, if we have you in, we're going to do our best to take you on. Or they'll say, we may not be able to support you, but we would like you to come anyways. And so if that's upfront,
well,
it's a little easier, yeah.
here's the thing, and this is to the missionary, not to the pastor. Like, I think every pastor generally wants to take their missionaries on, especially for a missions conference. Like, there's so much that's already implied, okay? They don't expect you to come and just hang out and they never want to see you again. That's the reason they're investing in you. Also, I think in the time of the missions conference, it doesn't need to be spoken because usually if they're doing missions giving, they've got to see a month, two. But whenever that period of time is, if it hasn't already been implied and spoken to that we're hoping to take you on or we're taking you on, listen. Don't tell me you're going to go to the other side of the world and talk to strangers, but you can't call back a pastor and as a friend, just say, hey, pastor, we're getting ready to go to the mission field on this date. We're at 74%. We loved our time with you. We wanted to know where we stood. Is there any chance we're going to support them? Like, that is a legitimately easy question to ask. A lot of people don't want to do it, though. They're very scared. Yes. And it's like, listen, if you're scared to talk to the pastor, how are you going to go talk to that guy on the other side of the world? Like, it just needs to be simple follow-up. A lot of times, a letter is fine, but I think if you can get a hold of the pastor, you know, a lot of times putting people's feet to the fire, especially I've noticed our support, we jumped like 10 or 20% the last month, where I just simply followed up with other pastors and said, we're getting ready to go. Can we count on you for support? And that's what I said. I said, can we count on you for support? Kind of put it to them a little bit, because it came in. And you know what? A lot of them are like, oh, you ready to go? Yeah, count on us. And, you know, pastors want to know, they want to be informed. And if you're kind of like, you know, they'll sometimes they'll forget about you.
That is great advice, Eric. I'm kind of the opposite, where I'm more timid with that. And I've had to work on that and develop that. And I think maybe we would have had a little more support if I would have been a little more direct in a tactful way. So definitely, I agree with that. As a missionary, definitely learn to develop that, because missions is about relationships. It's not, you're not just raising money for money's sake. These are partnerships, and the pastor wants to know that you have communication, you know what you're doing. And I think anybody would appreciate, if you as a missionary appreciate a pastor being direct with you in a tactful way, then it would be reciprocated. Yeah. And that partnership, definitely goes a long way. So that is great advice. Well, as we wrap up here, Eric, is there anything else that you wanted to add? You know, I would say, as a missionary, just learn to love and embrace the missions conference journey, especially raising support. If you're a veteran missionary, you know, try to get to as many conferences as you can. It's understandable. Sometimes you just do a weekend meeting, and there's other activities going on, and maybe your kids are in school. So missionary, be flexible. Pastors and churches are also flexible. We have wonderful churches that support us that are very understanding. Maintain open communication, Eric. You know, if you're not going to come with your kids, let the church know right up front, because they might, you know, I made the mistake early on. Mm-hmm. When we first got back, we scheduled a meeting. I thought I told the pastor that my kids wouldn't be there. And he did two hotel rooms, because most hotels don't let you all bunk in one place. Fortunately, he was very gracious about it. I said, oh, no, I failed to let you know my kids won't be here. And so he was very gracious about it. They were able to rearrange the schedule, get reimbursed for the extra room. So that was my bad. But so be sure you're upfront, missionary, with the pastors. They put a lot of time and effort into preparing for this conference. And so you should put the same amount of enthusiasm and time and effort into being there and preparing for that conference. So.
Yeah, I second all of that. Be prepared, missionary. Be prepared. You know, everyone does their best to communicate, but sometimes things just come up and they need you to do something. Be prepared for kids' classes. Be prepared to preach, speak, encourage, you know, open the door. Whatever you got to do, be prepared. You're there to serve. And if the Lord allows, you'll be partners for a long time.
That's right. Well, praise the Lord. That's excellent. Well, I'm on my way to California this Friday. Got several conferences and meetings and updating churches in person. And then I'm off to Senegal and the Gambia this December. And so we will probably not be recording as many with Eric and I podcasts in the next couple of weeks. But we got some great interviews lined up. And in some of the conferences I'll be in, I'll be doing some interviews. And so we are looking forward to sharing those interviews with you. Be sure to go to our Facebook page, like the page, go to YouTube. We're trying to get more subscribers with YouTube. And so even if you don't have a YouTube account, it's real easy. Yeah, just go to YouTube, sign up with your email, subscribe, share it to at least one friend, and get the word out. And then go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, like, leave a review. And the reason we want to get it out is because we think this will be a blessing to missionaries, to church members who love missions, and to pastors who are leading churches that want to be mission-minded. And our objective is just to serve the local church and to share and encourage missions with missionaries and churches around the world. Eric, You are in the Dominican Republic, enjoying the nice weather there. I am in freezing cold 32 degrees Michigan, and I can't wait to get out to California where it's going to be a little warmer. This is Josh Mead from Michigan.
Eric Johnson in the sunny DR.
God bless. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week.